Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jim Rehart. Batting second. The right fielder, Duke Snider. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Orlando Cepeda. Batting sixth. The catcher, Tom Haller. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Chuck Hiller. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jose Pagan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ron Herbel. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Ron Herbel. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bobby Clouse. Batting second. The third baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting third. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Joe Christopher. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Larry Elliott. Batting sixth. The catcher, Chris Canizaro. Batting seventh. The left fielder, George Altman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Fisher. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jack Fisher. And now, play ball. Jim Rehart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart hits a fly ball into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider hits a fly ball into left field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a pop-up towards the mound. Fisher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bobby Clouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clouse hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Clouse. The throw from Haller and he is safe. Clouse steals second. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a fly ball into right field. Snider settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Clouse moves to third. Two outs. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher takes first base on ball four. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a fly ball into left field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Altman. Haller reaches second base with a double. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clouse scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizaro hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hiller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Herbel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbel strikes out. Two outs. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0 for 1 in the game. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Cepeda. Fisher moves to second. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunt bunts towards the mound. Herbel fields it and throws to first for the out. Fisher moves to third. Klaus moves to second. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. Cranepool is walked intentionally. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Christopher hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fisher tags and scores. Klaus tags and moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Mets. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0 for 1 in the game. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a fly ball into left field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 1 in the game. Mays hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Giants, 1, Mets, 1. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 1 in the game. McCovey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0 for 1 in the game. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hunt fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cepeda. The throw from Canizaro and he is safe. Cepeda steals second. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Haller hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Christopher. Haller reaches second base with a double. Cepeda scores. It's 2-1, Giants. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0 for 1 in the game. Hiller hits a fly ball into left field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Chris Canizzaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizzaro is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Canizzaro hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 1 in the game. Altman bunts towards the mound. Herbel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Canizzaro moves to second. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller fields it and throws to second for the out. Canizzaro moves to third. One out. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Haller to Hart. The throw back to home, and Canizzaro is out at the plate. Two outs. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fisher takes first base on ball 4. McMillan moves to second. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Klaus hits a fly ball into left field. McCovey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets 1. The Giants will come to bat. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0 for 1 in the game. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hunt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Herbel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbel is 0 for 1 in the game. Herbel strikes out. Two outs. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0 for 2 in the game. Hart hits a fly ball into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunt hits a fly ball into left field. McCovey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cranepool strikes out. Two outs. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Christopher hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets 1. The Giants will come to bat. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McCovey hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Giants. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0-for-2 in the game. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Matty Alou now playing right field. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-2 in the game. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizaro is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Canizaro hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hiller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Mets 1. The Giants will come to bat. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Haller hits a fly ball into center field. Elliott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0-for-2 in the game. Hiller hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0-for-2 in the game. Pagan hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Hiller moves to second. Ron Herbel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hiller. The throw from Canizaro and he is safe. Hiller steals third. Ron Herbel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbel is 0-for-2 in the game. Herbel bunts on two strikes. And it's a foul ball, for strike 3. Two outs. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0-for-3 in the game. Hart is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Davenport now playing third base. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-2 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda scoops it up and throws to first, with Herbel covering, for the out. One out. Jim Hickman pinch hits for Jack Fisher. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Klaus hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Alou who is chasing the ball. Klaus reaches third base with a triple. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-2 in the game. Hunt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hiller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Mets 1. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Wakefield now pitching. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Mays hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Giants. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. he's got one RBI. McCovey hits a pop-up towards third. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0 for 3 in the game. Cepeda is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Jesu Alou now playing right field. Matty Alou now playing left field. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herbal fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0 for 3 in the game. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Mets 1. The Giants will come to bat. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Haller hits a fly ball into center field. Elliott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pagan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Chris Canizzaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizzaro is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Canizzaro hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas pinch hits for Roy McMillan. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a pop-up towards first. Cepeda settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 4, and New York Mets, 1. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.